Shirley Ackland, CommunityFirstLangford.com, Facebook.com/CommunityFirstLangford, Twitter.com/FirstLangford, Instagram.com/CommunityFirstLangford. Are you associated with or running as part of a Slate team? If so, which one? Community First Langford. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, I live in Langford. I have lived here for 2.5 years. What is your occupation, and for how long? I am recently retired from a 34-year career as an English instructor at North Island College. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I lived in Port McNeill for 40 years, serving 3 terms on council. 2 terms as councillor and 1 as mayor. I was active with the inception of the North Island Community Forest, heath care and recruitment of doctors and other medical professionals, post-secondary education, services for seniors, and forestry, with the inception of the Forest Academy training for local residents in the region. I have also served as the Faculty Association President of North Island College for over 10 years. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I chose to make Langford my home because of its great amenities, businesses, services, education, recreation, all minutes from my front door here in West Hills. I have always been active in my home community and Langford is no different. As my chosen community, I want to work diligently to keep this family community affordable, vibrant, and flourishing into the future. I believe that takes hard work, but it also requires good, effective communication, collaboration, and respect. I am a solutions-focused person and working collaboratively with others has been a large part of my career. What are your top 3 issues? Affordability. We need to ensure that costs, property taxes, don't skyrocket and impoverish families. We need to keep good-paying, family-supporting jobs in our community. Addressing the doctor, medical professional shortage. I haven't had a doctor in the 2 years I have lived in Langford and I am not alone. I believe municipalities can play a role in building a collaborative strategy with the province, health authority, and medical professionals to find a solution. Improving services, amenities. We really are very fortunate to have the amazing amenities we have in Langford. I want to continue to make Langford a place people chose to live and raise their families. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? I see Langford as a complex, vibrant, livable city. With the building of a university right in the urban core of our city, young people will be able to actualize their dreams of what they wish to do as they begin their adult lives. Universities are hubs for the brightest and best in innovation in sciences, arts, and sports. That Langford chose to make the single, largest monetary commitment to a university, $100 million, speaks volumes about investing in the future of this great city. This is change, transformational change. What's one big idea you have for your community?